What up, everybody? And we are back at the Bad Podcast, BAD, Brad and Dwayne, man. We got another exciting episode for you guys. Can't wait to jump into it. Brad, what are we talking about today?
Tonight, we're going to talk about the support of our spouses. Our spouse is literally the only person that loves us for exactly who we are. We're going to dive into that tonight. Teamwork makes the dream work, baby.
I love it. Way to kick off February, man. We talk about love. Here we go. What it look like, what it be like, back in the building, my man Brad, what's good?
What's going on, fam? How we doing, baby?
We good, man. I'm excited about tonight's topic, man, and ready to jump in it. But before we do, man, first thing we want you guys to do is make sure you hit that subscribe button, man. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. Make sure you turn on your bell so you can hear every time we post a new episode. Me and Brad are on the road. We try to do Mondays. That's kind of our thing. So make sure you do that. Also, if you're listening on a ignore my dog in the background, but if you're listening to this on the podcast, man, make sure you leave a review, man. Make sure you leave that 5-star review. Let people know that you enjoy the Bad Podcast. And like I promised, I'm going to read some comments, Brad, right before we get into this topic, man. So we had a couple people that I asked to comment under our videos, and Barbara Flood said she actually used to go through Turkey, North Carolina, and lived in Goldsboro. Remember I mentioned when that was my do you know fact last week?
Yeah.
And Jana said, oh man, starving your weakness to find your strength. I love that mentality. That is awesome. We appreciate that feedback. And I'm gonna do one more. Let's see, Christy Lynn. That's a faithful right there, man. She said, love these podcasts with the hand heart emoji. Woo! The new edition. So
love it.
Shout out to all y'all, man. And I'll try to get to more as we go throughout these episodes, man. But I definitely wanted you guys to continue to comment, continue to like, continue to share, and doing all the things. So all right, B, let's jump into it, man. Let's talk about this awesome topic. The teamwork make the dream work, man.
That's right.
And my mind automatically goes to the dream team. So we're talking about all of that.
Yes, sir. Well, we can jump in on the dream team tonight. I'm all about talking about the GOAT and Magic and Scotty and all them guys. But
exactly.
Hey, Dwayne, I want to do something first. The Super Bowl is this upcoming weekend, and I want to do a little friendly wager. All right. You and me. Okay. Whoever gets closer, all right. Whoever gets closer wins. Okay. So it's 20 bucks on the line. All right, you got Venmo? You got Venmo?
I got it, man.
All right, 20 Venmo, bucks on the line.
PayPal.
Who you taking? What's the score?
You're gonna do me like this. All right. So I'm going Eagles.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
I'm going Eagles.
Yep.
And I'm gonna say Eagles by 14, man.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm also going Eagles.
Okay.
I got Eagles by 7. I was thinking more like 3, but I'm going to go 7.
Okay.
All right. We'll keep things fresh here. All right. Hey, man, just a little friendly wager to get things kicked off.
Let's do it, man.
You know, it's funny that your dog was barking in the background because you know what this podcast is? It's authentic, right? It's all about authenticity. You know, what these people are getting from us, it's not scripted. You know, we have our notes, okay, but it's not scripted. It's something that we just kind of, you know, we go back and forth and we feed off each other. So, you know, authenticity goes a long way. And I think the people can relate with that because is there mistakes? Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. You know, we're not scripted. We're not reading off of a piece of paper over here. We're feeding off each other. We're talking back and forth. So authenticity. Exactly. And I think a lot of people can relate with that. I'll start with that.
For sure, man. For sure. No, I totally agree with that, man. And that's me. Like, so I'll be honest. Like, I'm not the reader type. If I was reading, y'all be like, man, this is horrible. Turn it off right now.
Right.
This dude is stumbling and butt. Yeah. Like, no. Yeah. I am definitely the off the head kind of guy, man. So. Yeah. And I think we make a good pair when it comes to that, brother.
100, my friend, 100. And I enjoy working with you. And you know, it's funny because we have a topic tonight, right? We have a topic, and already we've talked about three other things, including the dream team. We've talked about three other things on top of what we're about to talk about.
Sure.
So let's just dive right into it because I'm sure everybody's waiting and anticipating a good message tonight. So the first thing that I said this evening was your spouse is literally the only person that loves you for who you are because, you know, your parents, they love you because you are theirs, right? Mm. And your kids, your kids, they're destined to love you because they're yours. Okay. Mm. So your spouse chooses you for exactly who you are. You they accept the ups and the downs, the ebbs and the flows. Okay. And they accept you for exactly who you are. And that's, I think that's a neat thing because, you know, we are a fitness podcast. We talk about fitness. We talk about growth. We talk about the overall wellness and health of somebody. And mm-hmm. if you have, you know, if you have some massive goal, you have a dream that you want to pursue, and you come home and you tell that to your wife, you tell that to your husband, and they shoot you down. Okay, maybe the first time, maybe not a big deal, right? But that second time, it takes the wind out of your sails. That third time, fourth time, fifth time, what do? You start to shut down, and then all of a sudden, you're not chasing anything that you are passionate about. Right. And so I think that, you know, having a supportive spouse is one of the most important things to any type of growth. If you want to grow, if you want to excel in life, you have to have somebody at home that supports you endlessly. Mm. What do you got to say to that, my brother?
Bro, that's so heavy, so deep, so real.
Deep, I mean, man, real.
For real. For real, man. Like we this podcast is taking a turn right here. Yes, sir. But no, man, that's so true, bro. It's super important. Not just with fitness, with anything. If the support is not there, it is extra tough, man, for somebody to go forward and do the things, man. I even think about with myself and doing what I'm doing now. If when I got the call from the boss, man, and my wife was like, I don't know, which she kind of was a little bit, you know, had her in that corner, but but just the fact that you have that support, man, it makes the world of difference, man. You know, I even remember a conversation I had with the boss, man, and he said, you know, without his wife, there probably wouldn't be an E2M.
Oh, no doubt.
You know what I mean? Like just how important having that someone, not only the support, but to also feed into, you know, because it's one thing to say, yeah, go ahead, I support you. It's another thing to actually be proactive and do things towards that thing, you know, towards that goal. You know, I'm working on a podcast, you know, for Father's Day, I got like this new, you know, mix board, you know, that was my Father's Day gift. Like knew that was my passion, knew something I wanted to do, you know, and then, you know, just continue to support, not just with words, but with deeds, man. You know, I'm recording. So I will take the girls upstairs, you know, we'll wait upstairs or whatever. Just it is imperative to have that type of support. So now I love what you said about your spouse being like the only person that like really, truly, you know, love you like that, man. Yeah. That's heavy, heavy, bro. Because I didn't even think about the parent thing, like, you know, you're theirs and your kids, whatever. That's on a whole nother level, man. I love the direction we're going with this.
And we are, like I said, we are a fitness podcast, but I think all of these things, they all tie into each other, you know. And you have flaws, I have flaws, Jeff has flaws. We all have these different flaws, and our spouses take us for who we are, and they love us in and out, and they support us in all these endeavors that we pursue. And same as you were saying. You know, when Jeff shot me a text and was like, hey, I'm looking for a male trainer. Like when I went to Adrian, I was like, hey, do you think I should do this? She's like, it'd be a lot. But I think, you know, if you're passionate about it, which I know you are because you love to inspire people, you love to motivate people, I think you should do that, you know. And dude, there was a point in my life, and I think it was about 2000 because I got married in 2015. And it was like 2013, 2014. And I was talking to some of my friends that were married, and I was telling them, I was so excited and giddy, you know, and I was like, man, I think I'm going to propose. And I was so excited. And I remember vividly, I have a friend, he's like, dude, beware of getting married. You don't know what you're getting yourself into, you know? Now, at the time, I'm like, oh man, Maybe he's right. Maybe I'm doing something. Maybe I'm jumping off a cliff to my demise, you know? And you know, now that I've been married for, 8 years, growing up on 8 years, I've realized that I think my friend might be doing something wrong, or he may be with the wrong person, because, you know, my wife, she doesn't have my back. She's by my side in all things that I do. She, you know, she'll cover my back at any time that I need it, but she's by my side in everything that I do. You know, I just signed up for a half marathon, and, you know, I ask her every time I do an event, anytime I get into a long distance run, she knows what the training entails. She knows that it's going to be an investment, you know, financially, physically, mentally. She knows what kind of investments I'm going to have to make. And in turn, she does the same thing. So she's got to pick up a little slack with maybe the kids, with, a little extra cleaning, because I got to get those runs in. I got to get those extra training days in. But she is my absolute rock. You know, you talked about the dream team, she's my partner. She's the love of my life. And, she honestly, completes that dream team for us, because, without her, man, I completely transparent here, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where I would be. Hey, no doubt, hey. Man. No lies. Yeah. For real.
I feel you, bro. I feel you, man. I do know where I would be. It would be nowhere good.
Right, man. I'd be right next to you. Right. I mean, hey, Dwayne, what up, baby?
Right, yeah. It would be nowhere good for sure. Yeah, no, that is phenomenal, man. A lot of thoughts came to mind. First thing, man, I remember a clip about 2 weeks ago. Because, we're talking about their love and support for us. But, we also love and support them as well.
100.
And so there was one of my favorite guys to watch, Paul Washer. He talked about how, when you find your spouse, intentionally, they're not going to have every single thing you need.
Right.
And the reason why is because if they had every single thing you need, then you wouldn't know what unconditional love was. Where my body?
Get some sound on that.
Bro, like that hit. I mean, it hit. I mean, not just from my perspective, but from their perspective as well. Because we think we're great. I mean, we think we're awesome guys, but, we got a lot of flaws too. And so the fact that they love and support despite of, and that goes into that unconditional love, man, where they will – like you said, stand beside us and support us in that way, man. And then another thought, man, just kind of riding that same wave, man. Because there's a lot of gonna be some singles watching. There's gonna be some divorcees and all types. You can find accountability partners. You can find real life friends, that can be that extra support. Of course, it's not on the level of spouse. Yep. But there's other ways that you can get connected with people and push and get help you move forward in your goals and stuff as well. I just want to kind of throw that out there too.
No, and that 100% goes along with what exactly we're saying tonight. I have a friend that I've been talking back and forth, and I'm going to use his name, and I want everybody to send this to him via text, via message, everything. I want you to tag him if you can. I don't know if you can do that on these things, but his name's Kevin Emily. He's a good friend of mine. We've been longtime friends, and he's been doing E2M for, I think, a year, maybe 2 years. He's been in E2M for quite a while, and today we were talking about that accountability factor. And people underestimate the power of having somebody that supports you. And he was just telling me, and just like you, Dwayne, you were camping out in somebody's house a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And he was telling me legit the same exact story as what you were saying. He's like, dude, so I'm running the half marathon or half Ironman somewhere in Wilmington, I think. I can't remember exactly the story, but he says, yeah, man, we're hooking up with some friends down there that we would never have met if it wasn't for E2M, and we're staying with them. We're going to go out. We've already met them at some point. We've done dinner. We've done drinks. We've done this. We've done that. You know how many people have united? You know how many people have supported each other just through this fitness family?
Bro, listen.
It is incredible, dude.
Bro, listen. I have people I call brother and sister that I never would have met outside of E2M. I'll drop names too, man. My man Poli.
Yeah, like, you better drop my name.
Hey, well, of course, bro. I mean, put it in. I mean, come on. But no, man, my man Poli. Your guy.
Can I talk about Poli for a second?
Go ahead, man. Give him his flowers. I'll send this to him.
Poli, make sure Poli listens to this, man. That guy right there inspires the heck out of me. And he messages me, I would say, once every 3 or 4 weeks, just to, hey, coach, proud of you. Love you, man. Mm-hmm. Full love. All this stuff. Poli, dude, if you're listening, man, I appreciate you. You keep my ticker ticking, baby. All right, yeah, sorry, man. Dwayne. All right, sorry.
You're good. No,
keep
you,
going.
So what you did was lowered Poli on my list because he sent me those same messages. I thought I was special.
maybe you and I aren't as special as we think. Maybe everybody getting those. It's a copy everybody and paste thing.
Everybody getting Poli messages. Nah, man, that's my guy, man.
Yeah,
you know, and your guy, man, Eddie Richardson, man. Yeah. I remember, you know, when we connected was actually my second round. I caught COVID, and so I wasn't posting as much. And he inboxed me. He was like, "Yo, where you at? You good?" And just that, like, if he hadn't sent that message, I wouldn't be here right now.
Yep.
If he hadn't,
I'm getting goosebumps.
Bro, I'm telling you, if he hadn't sent that message changed my whole trajectory. It changed my outlook on the program. It changed my outlook on fitness, on accountability. And I wanted to be Eddie Richardson. That's why I posted as much as I did. That's why, you know, I was like, everybody's calling his name. I want to be that, you know. So that is a friendship, man, a brotherhood that I, you know, strictly through E2M, like never knew him before. And I have to hat tip my man RJ that let me crash at his pad last week, man.
I saw, man.
Yeah, man. He put out the invitation, man. He was in the Charlotte area, and he rolled out the royal E2M carpet, bro. Like, yeah, E2M coffee. You know, we ate on the meal. There was no like, you're on a diet. None of that, man.
Yeah,
it was
right.
You know, what time we working out? Let's go for a run. It was a beautiful experience. And it was a double win, man. Come saving the company money. I didn't have to get a hotel.
Yeah, yes, sir.
But like you said, man, this community is amazing. And if you're on the outside looking in, E2M, we got signups every 8 weeks. If you're watching right now, the next signup is March the 2nd. Make sure you go to E2M.com. And sign up and join this beautiful family. So, all right,
shameless plug. Shameless plug. I like to hear it, man. No, I love it, man. You know, we were talking about this right from the get go. We are so unscripted with this, and I think we've changed topics five times tonight. I mean, we've been all over the map.
Yeah, man.
You know, so that's one of the best things about this podcast is we are so authentic and it is unscripted and we just have fun going back and forth. It's just it's free content and we're just trying to, you know, give out some good positivity, some motivation, that kind of stuff. And you know, we did get off the topic a little bit, and that's fine. I want to steer back to the beaten path a little bit tonight, and we're rolling up on time. So I want to take a second, all right, and whether it's your wife, your husband, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, whatever it is, I want you to get off the podcast and I want you to go up to them and just give them a hug. Mm-hmm. All right. And just say, hey, I appreciate you. Because a lot of times when you're maybe not looking or around a door or around a corner, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, they are doing things that are trying to fill your cup, and they're relentlessly doing that. Mm-hmm. And we don't see it as much as it's happening, and we don't appreciate it as much as it's happening. So if you're listening to this, and we get a 200-400 views per podcast, so 200-400 people right now, it is vital that you go find your spouse, just go and tell them, hey, honey, love you. All right, give them a hug.
Okay.
Okay? You don't understand the power of just that. Dwayne, what?
you wasn't looking, but when you said go tell them right now, I said, okay.
I get so fixated on trying to think, and I mean, I'm not even looking. You could have disappeared for 5 minutes. I would have kept talking. and shout out to Andrietta. Shout out to Adrian. You know, two rocks. Sure. Absolutely. And just two rocks and just two, you know, superstars when it comes to wives and when it comes to mothers and when it comes to just an overall support system. And so shout out to your wife, Dwayne, shout out to my wife, and shout out to all the husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends out there that are listening. You don't appreciate the power of a hug. So go find your spouse, go find your boyfriend, girlfriend, and just, you know, just give them a hug.
I love that, B. I love that. Hugs for everyone.
Hugs for everybody.
I don't know what's up, man. I'm super silly tonight because you was like, you know, husbands, wives, boyfriend, girlfriends, and I went outcast. I was like, baby mamas, baby mamas.
Hey, whatever you're into, man, find your loved one. Let's say loved one. All right, basic genre. Loved one. Go find your loved one. Give them a hug. If you got than one loved one,
hey,
man, you're into that thing, go give them all a hug.
I can dig it, man. I can dig it. All right, man. So, oh, man, let's – well, you know, you're up tonight. I hope you're ready.
I got a good one, baby.
Okay, good. Good, good, good. So let's get into the segment then. Here we go.
Do you know?
All right, B, talk to us. What is our do you know or did you know
fact? It cracks me up every time I see it. So we're talking about the Super Bowl. We started with the Super Bowl. We're going to end with the Super Bowl. Get your $20 bill ready, Dwayne, because you'll be sending me $20. You're pretty soon be $20 richer. Did you know? Okay, the head coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni, is from my hometown. He's from my hometown. I actually coached with his brother for a couple of years, Jay Sirianni. Shout out to the Southwestern Trojans. Jay, a lot will say that Jay, I think it's his older brother because Nick is the youngest. Jay is a much better coach is what they say. So did you know I coached with Nick Sirianni's brother, Jay, and it was an absolutely phenomenal experience. I learned a ton from the guy, not just about coaching, but about life and being a man and teaching men or teaching boys to become men. But, you know, man, I'm pulling for the Eagles because I want that hometown. I want that hometown dub. And I'm very, very proud of Nick Sirianni and all that he has accomplished because he's, you know, he's a small town kid chasing a dream just like you and me, Dwayne. And, you know, he's making things happen as we're seeing right in front of our eyes.
That's a good one, B. That was a good one. I was nervous. I didn't know if you might have forgot. I was like,
nah, can't forget that one, baby. Can't forget it.
I love it, man. So good, bro. Well, listen, man, this has been a fun time as always, man. Thank you guys for listening to the Bad Podcast, man. We're super excited to bring you this content. We are just enjoying this time to communicate with you guys, and we're super grateful for all the love and comments and all the shares, and we really appreciate you guys. And so until next time, man, we're out of here, and y'all have a good one, man. Peace out.
See you guys.